I'm Michael Gordon, and in 2006, I wrote The Sad Park. It is a string quartet written for the Kronos Quartet, who accompany the voices of 3 and 4 year old children. And I used their voices to tell the story of what happened on September 11th, 2001. I was just hanging out in the courtyard of the school with the other parents and basically looked up and saw this very low-flying plane, and then, boom, someone yells out, the plane just hit the tower. A few weeks after, my son Lev started pre-K that year, and his teacher was Loyanne Beausoleil. And she would tell me, you know, that the children would be sitting around doing what they normally do, and then all of a sudden one of them would burst out something about 9/11, and then the others would start talking about this. And she said, you know, when the children start talking about 9/11, I turn on the tape recorder and I record what they're saying. And she had been doing that all year since September. It was just one of those moments. I was like, Loyanne, let me borrow that tape for one day. I copied it onto DAT tape in my home studio. I brought her back the cassette. That DAT tape just sat on my desk for several years, and I used to look at it, and I was like, what am I going to do with this? I just wanted to keep it very simple. I thought, I'm only going to use 4 lines that basically tell the story of that morning. I decided I can construct the piece with these 4 lines. As a composer, I almost wanted to disappear. It was so powerful. I was like, well, you know, I wanted to write this piece of music, but I in a certain sense, I wanted to step out of the picture, which is it's kind of hard to understand. The first line, two evil planes broke in little pieces and fire came. Little piece of tape is just slowly stretched, and it's repeated again and again and again, and every time it's repeated, it's stretched out. I was experimenting with the audio. I was trying all kinds of different things. But what I found was that as I stretched out the audio, all this sound started to appear. That it slowly became this symphony of voices, and it towards the end, it sounds like there are 1,000 people singing in this huge cry. How do I let the emotion that's packed into the 3 and 4 second clips that these children are saying that have so much power and so much emotion? How do I just let that breathe and live? And I think at the end, that's over. And my energy and everything that's built up inside me for those first 25 minutes while I'm letting that come to the surface just explodes. It's not political. It's really just, you know, this actually happened to me and my family and my child, and this in a sense was just trying to grab on to a tiny bit of that moment and leave it as a document.